NFB Convention 2012. Life in the Mainstream, 2012, National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, Conference for Families and Teachers, by Laura Bostick. There is a photo on the page, the caption, current NOPBC President Laura Bostick, left, beside former President and Founder Barbara Cheadle. Every student can learn, just not on the same day or the same way. George Evans. My daughter, Lindsay, began receiving early intervention services from a teacher of blind students, an orientation and mobility specialist, an occupational therapist, and an early childhood specialist when she was 4 months old. When she turned 3, she entered the public school system and attended preschool programs for children with disabilities, where she continued to receive services. She has light perception only, so there was never a battle over large print versus Braille, and by the time she entered kindergarten, she was receiving an hour per day of Braille instruction. She's a bright, curious child who loves to learn. She was in an excellent school district, and she had caring teachers who truly wanted her to succeed. Things weren't perfect, but I really wasn't too concerned. She was keeping up and making good grades, and she seemed on track. Imagine my surprise when she started falling behind. At the end of second grade, she was no longer reading on grade level. She lost confidence. She didn't want to read aloud in class because she was so much slower than the other kids. She began to say that she hated reading and she hated school, and when I asked her why, she told me that she didn't think she was very smart. It broke my heart. Lindsay's story is not unique. So many of our blind kids start out on track and then fall behind. Countless others begin school with delays and are told that being a year behind is normal for a visually impaired child. Why is this slow progress accepted? If a child with normal eyesight began falling behind, would a different set of questions be asked? Would a different set of interventions be put in place? At this year's conference, Life in the Mainstream, we'll examine the strategies that are known to assist struggling sighted readers and explore how these interventions can be applied to children with visual impairments. For our younger children and those with multiple disabilities, we'll examine movement and exploration, active learning, and items and ideas that can facilitate learning at home and in school. We'll also take a look at access to the newest technology, independent mobility, the skills of daily life, tactile graphics, and other topics that can enable our children, whatever their level, to be full participants in school and in the community. We'll feature IEP workshops, recognition of our Braille Readers Are Leaders contest participants, and presentations by this year's Distinguished Educator of Blind Children, NASA scientists, and eminent leaders of the National Federation of the Blind. New this year will be a giant inflatable obstacle course for the kids, Convention 101, a facilitated convention experience for tweens and teens, and no charge for children and youth to attend. The 2012 NOPBC Conference, Life in the Mainstream, will take place within the NFB National Convention in Dallas, Texas, from June 30 to July 5. All families and teachers of blind and visually impaired children are welcome. Hope to see you there. Life in the Mainstream, 2012 NOPBC Conference, schedule of activities for parents, teachers, children, and youth. Saturday, June 30, full-day seminar for parents and teachers. 7:30 to 8:45 a.m., registration. 9 to 11 a.m., general session. Welcome, Laura Bostick, President, NOPBC. Kid Talk with Dr. Mark Maurer. Kids get a chance to speak to the President of the National Federation of the Blind about anything on their minds. Life in the Mainstream, Parnell Diggs, President, NFB of South Carolina. Blind Adults in the Mainstream, Barbara Pierce, President Emerita, NFB of Ohio, and former editor, The Braille Monitor. Gary Wunder, President, NFB of Missouri, and editor, The Braille Monitor. Debbie Stein, First Vice President, NFB of Illinois, and editor, Future Reflections. Students speak about their life in the mainstream. Braille Readers Are Leaders Recognition. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity. Preschool through 12 in NFB Child Care. Note, all NOPBC children's activities will take place in the NFB Child Care. Be sure to register your child with Child Care. Out of this world, NASA scientists will take the children on a journey through the solar system. This activity will continue in the afternoon. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NFB Youth Track Session, ages 11 through 18, sponsored by NFB Jernigan Institute. Balloon Build or Bust. Visit http://nfb.org/youth-track for details. Please note, children who would like to take part in the Kid Talk with Dr. Maurer and Youth Track participants will begin the day with us in the general session, after which they will be escorted to childcare or their activity. All NOPBC children's activities will take place in NFB childcare. To take part in the NOPBC children's activities, your child must be registered with the NFB childcare for that day. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. NOPBC concurrent sessions. Parents and teachers. Access Tech, Apple products. Come see how the accessibility of iPhone, iPad, iPod products, accessories, and apps could work for your child or student. Instructor Dan Wenzel, Director, Wisconsin Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Panel of Apple product users. Active learning. Come learn about the equipment and techniques that can turn your young child or delayed older child into an active learner. This session will feature Dr. Lily Nielsen's innovations such as the Little Room and the Resonance Board. Instructor G.G. Newton, TBVI, Texas School for the Blind, Visually Impaired. Get the Wrinkles Out, Activities of Daily Living. How does a blind person iron, make a sandwich, cut meat, tie shoes, tie a tie, zip a zipper, sweep or vacuum a floor, use tools? Come see how. Instructors, teachers from the Louisiana Center for the Blind. The new National Reading Media Assessment and Integrating Print and Braille Guidebook. The appropriate reading medium can mean the difference between struggling to keep up and full literacy for your child or student. Come find out about this groundbreaking assessment and our new book on how to integrate print and braille learning. Instructors, Casey Robertson, teacher of blind students, Sharon Minecki, book editor. 12:15 to 2 p.m., lunch on your own, pick up children from childcare. 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., NFB Youth Track Sessions, ages 11 through 18, visit http://nfb.org/youth-track for details. 2 p.m., NOPBC's Children's Activity. The Out of This World workshop continues in the NFB Childcare. 2 to 3:15 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Sessions, Parents and Teachers. Technology in the Classroom. What kinds of technology can blind, visually impaired students use to access information and be a full participant in class activities? Instructor, Dr. Denise Robinson, TBVI, CEO, TechVision. Movement and Exploration for the Young Blind Child. How do you get your child moving and exploring the world? What if your child has delays? Would a cane be good for your child? The session will be appropriate for families with children with or without additional disabilities. Instructor, Denise Mackenstadt, NOMC. Tactile graphics. Tactile maps, illustrations, charts, and graphs can be a valuable learning aid. How can your child or student learn to use them? Instructor, Deborah Kent Stein, Editor, Future Reflections, First Vice President, NFB of Illinois, Barbara Shalit, TBS. Reading issues. Getting to the root of the problem. Is your Braille reader struggling? Could there be a learning disability? What about the quality of Braille instruction? Is Braille slower to read than print or harder to learn? What about the quality of reading instruction and intervention? Can anything be done to help? Instructor, Carol Castellano, Director of Programs, NOPBC. 3:30 to 4:45 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Sessions, Parents and Teachers. Technology, when, where, how. This session will explore the general sequence of technology skills for blind, visually impaired children, effective technology goals for the IEP, and how students can access technology equipment and training. Instructors, Al Lavati, TBS, Dr. Matt Maurer, Butler University. Creative Classroom Solutions for the Child with Additional Disabilities. This session will explore school-related issues such as IEP goals, functional literacy, Braille, the roles of the TBS and classroom teacher, and will demonstrate useful materials such as calendar systems and tactile symbols. Instructors, Casey Robertson, TBS, Crystal Guillory, TBS. Out and About, Independent Mobility for Your School-Aged Child. High Expectations, Real-Life Goals, and How to Achieve Them in the Area of Independent Travel. Instructor, Deja Powell, NOMC. Reading Strategies for the Blind, Visually Impaired Student, What Works? This workshop will explore the characteristics of good teachers, no matter what their reading medium, and the strategies parents and teachers can use to facilitate better reading. Instructor, Dr. Ruby Riles, Louisiana Tech University. 5 to 7 p.m., Mix and Mingle Reception, Professionals and Parents. 7 to 9 p.m., NOPBC Family Hospitality. Relax, chat, meet new families, and connect with old friends. Veteran parents will be on hand to welcome you and provide information. Sunday, July 1, no NFB childcare on this day. 8:45 to 10:30 a.m., Cane Walk Session 1. 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., Cane Walk Session 2. Learn and experience the discovery method of travel at these special workshops. Parents, teachers, blind children, siblings welcome. Instructors, Jeff Altman, NOMC, and Cane Travel Instructors. Sunday afternoon, NOPBC Youth Fashion Show, time to be announced. This is an opportunity for your aspiring model to take a walk down the runway in a favorite outfit from his or her closet. Contact Kim Cunningham at 713-501-9659 or Kim at gulfimagesphoto.com to sign up and for further information. 4 to 5 p.m. NFB Youth Track Session, ages 11 through 18. Visit http://nfb.org/youth-track for details. Monday, July 2, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. NOPBC Children's Activity, preschool through 12, in NFB Childcare. It Came from Outer Space, More Fun with the NASA Scientists. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. NFB Youth Track Session, ages 11 through 18. Visit http://nfb.org/youth-track for details. 1 p.m. You may drop off your child early at childcare on this afternoon so that you can attend the NOPBC annual meeting. 1 to 4 p.m. NOPBC annual meeting, options and opportunities. Keynote address by the 2012 Distinguished Educator of Blind Children, other special guest speakers, news from NASA, summer programs for our kids, focus on math and science, parent power, business meeting, elections, and much more. 5 to 7 p.m., Braille Book Fair, A Book Lover's Dream. Browse tables of new and used Braille and print Braille books. Volunteers will box your books and the post office will deliver them to your home as free matter. Books are free. Donations are encouraged to help support our Braille programs, co-sponsored by NOPBC and NAPUB. Coordinator Barbara Cheadle, President Emerita, NOPBC. 7 to 9 p.m., NFB Youth Track Activity, ages 11 through 18. Visit http://nfb.org/youth-track for details. 7:30 to 9 p.m., Dad's Night Out. All dads, sighted and blind, are welcome. Call Jim Beyer at 406-239-2057 for location. Tuesday, July 3, 7 to 9 a.m., NOPBC Board Meeting. Note, this is a morning meeting. 8:30 a.m., Convention 101. Facilitated convention experience for tweens and teens. Facilitator Carlton Walker, 2nd Vice President, NOPBC. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, preschool through 12, in NFB Childcare. Giant Inflatable Obstacle Course. 1:30 p.m., Convention 101. Facilitated convention experience for tweens and teens. Facilitator Carlton Walker, 2nd Vice President, NOPBC. 7 to 10 p.m., NOPBC's Children's Activity, ages 5 through 12, Crafts and Games, for children whose parents are attending NOPBC workshops. 7 to 9:45 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Sessions, Parents and Teachers. 2468, What Do We Appreciate? The Nemeth Code, a hands-on workshop that will teach the basics of Nemeth Code, which enables blind students to do any and all kinds of math. Instructor Eric Guillory, Director of Youth Services, Louisiana Center for the Blind. Tactile Graphics, What's Available, Principles for Creating Tactile Graphics, Make and Take Projects. Instructors, Robert Jaquis, Access Technology Specialist, NFB Jernigan Institute, International Braille and Technology Center. Ann Cunningham, Tactile Artist and Art Teacher, Colorado Center for the Blind. Shirley Keller, Director, Creative Adaptations for Learning, CAL. 7 to 8:15 p.m., IEP Basics for Parents of Blind Visually Impaired Students. The sections of the IEP, Essential Assessments, How Assessment Information is Used, How to Be an Active and Effective Participant, Instructors Carlton Walker, Attorney, TBVI, Chantel Alberhowski, Attorney. 8:30 to 9:45 p.m., IEP Development and Legal Process Overview, Do's and Don'ts for the IEP Meeting, Preparing for Possible Mediation, Due Process, Appeal, etc. Overview of the legal process, how to prepare for a due process hearing so you don't have to have one. Instructors, Chantel Aberhusky, Attorney, Carlton Walker, Attorney, TBVI. NFB Youth Track Activity, ages 14 through 18, time to be announced. Visit http://nfb.org/youth-track for details. Wednesday, July 4, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., NOPBC Children's Activity, preschool through 12 in NFB Childcare. Crafty Cows and Let's Play Word Games. Instructor, Shirley Keller, Creator, Creative Adaptations for Learning, CAL. 8:30 a.m., Convention 101. 1:30 p.m., Convention 101. Facilitated Convention Experience for Tweens and Teens. Facilitator, Carlton Walker, 2nd Vice President, NOPBC. Thursday, July 5, 8:30 a.m., Convention 101, 1:30 p.m., Convention 101. NOPBC Insider Information. National Convention is a complicated week of events. Here are a few tips to help you stay organized and take advantage of the many opportunities that will be available. Registration information. The NOPBC conference takes place within the larger NFB convention. There are separate registrations for the NOPBC conference, the NFB convention, and NFB childcare. NOPBC conference registration forms appear at the end of this document. Register early to save money. To receive our special room rates, you must also register for the NFB convention. Pre-register by May 31 and save money for the NFB convention at www.nfb.org. Activities for children and youth, childcare information. NOPBC children's activities take place in NFB childcare. If you would like your child to participate in an NOPBC children's activity, you must register your child for childcare that day. NFB childcare information and registration forms appear elsewhere in this issue. Childcare will be provided by the NFB for children 6 weeks to 12 years each day, except Sunday, July 1. Childcare will also be available on banquet night, Thursday, July 5. The Youth Fashion Show will take place on Sunday afternoon, July 1, time to be announced. Teen Room, ages 14 through 18, and Tween Room, ages 11 through 14, will be available for chaperoned, informal activities at various times during the week, schedule to come. This year on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, July 3 through 5, we will feature Convention 101, informal facilitated discussions in which young NFB members will learn about topics being presented on the NFB convention floor. Participants will gather before convention sessions and sit together in their own section with the facilitator. For youth 11 to 15 years, interested older students may participate. Seminar Day information. On Seminar Day, Saturday, June 30, adults, children, and youth start the morning together at the Life in the Mainstream Seminar. At the end of the general session, children who are pre-registered for childcare will be escorted to the childcare area, and youth 11 through 18 will be escorted to youth track activities. At the lunch break, pick up your children for lunch on your own. After lunch, there will be concurrent workshops for adults, a youth track activity, and a continuing children's activity in the childcare rooms. Other activities going on all week long. In addition to the special NOPBC activities for parents, children, and youth listed in this document, other activities that you and your child may be interested in attending will be going on all week. Often, many activities are going on at the same time, and you and your child will have to make choices. Here is a sampling. NFB Convention Sessions, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Karaoke Night, The Mock Trial, The Talent Show, a play written and performed by blind people, open houses of our Blindness Skills Training Centers, technology demos. Meetings of divisions such as Blind Students, Sports and Recreation, Performing Arts, Writers, Blind Educators, Office Professionals, Lawyers, Computer Science, Employment, Legislation, Guide Dog Users, Agriculture and Equestrian, and Classic Car Lovers. NFB Banquet and Scholarship Presentations, our incomparable exhibit hall. NOPBC 2012 Conference Registration and Workshop Sign-Up. Make checks payable to NOPBC and mail with forms to Pat Renfrons, NOPBC Treasurer, 397 Middle Oak Lane, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84108. Save money by pre-registering. Pre-registration must be postmarked by June 10. After June 10, please register on-site in Dallas. Fees, adult, by June 10, $30. Children, youth, up to 18 years, by June 10, free. Children are free, but please list names and ages below. Adult, on-site in Dallas, $35. Child, youth, up to 18 years, on-site in Dallas, free. Adult name, checkbox parent, checkbox professional, checkbox other, space provided. Address, city, state, zip code, phone number, email address, alternate phone number. Child, youth 1, name, first and last, age, brief description of vision and any additional disabilities, space provided. Please list additional children, youth on a separate sheet. How many? Site regular, adults, blank, $35 equals blank dollars. Pre-registered by June 10 at $30 equals blank dollars or on site, $35. Children, free. Total enclosed. Checkbox, I receive future reflections. Checkbox, this is my first national convention. Checkbox, I am a member of my state NFB POBC. Checkbox, if not, how many have you attended? Please note, pre-registrations postmarked after June 10 will be returned. Also, remember that registrations for the NOPBC conference and NFB childcare are separate and must be mailed to different places. Workshop and activity sign-up, Saturday, June 30, 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Please mark how many will attend each session. Access Tech, Apple Products, Active Learning, Get the Wrinkles Out, Activities of Daily Living, National Reading Media Assessment and Integrating Print and Braille Guidebook. 2 to 3:15 p.m., please mark how many will attend each session. Technology in the Classroom, Movement and Exploration for the Young Blind Child, Tactile Graphics, Reading Issues, Getting to the Root of the Problem. 3:30 to 4:45 p.m., please mark how many will attend each session. Technology, When, Where, How, Creative Classroom Solutions for the Child with Additional Disabilities, Out and About, Independent Mobility for Your School-Age Child, Reading Strategies for the Blind, Visually Impaired Student, What Works. Children preschool through 12 years, please mark how many children will attend each session. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., Out of This World. 2 to 5 p.m., Out of This World Continues. Name, age. Note, NOPBC children's activities take place in NFB childcare. To take part, your child must be registered for NFB childcare for that day. Sunday, July 1, 8:45 to 10:30 a.m., Cane Walk Session 1. Number of children, number of adults, number of youth, ages. 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., Cane Walk Session 2. Number of adults, number of children, number of youth, ages. Youth Fashion Show, Sunday afternoon, time to be announced. Name, age. Monday, July 2, children, preschool through 12 years, please mark how many will attend each session. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., It Came from Outer Space. Name, age. Note, NOPBC children's activities take place in NFB childcare. To take part, your child must be registered for NFB childcare for that day. Tuesday, July 3, children, preschool through 12 years, please mark how many will attend each session. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Giant Inflatable Obstacle Course. Name, age. Adults, 7 to 9:45 p.m., please mark how many will attend each session. Nemeth Code, Tactile Graphics. 7 to 8:15 p.m., please mark how many will attend. IEP Basics for Parents of Blind, Visually Impaired Students. 8:30 to 9:45 p.m., please mark how many will attend. IEP Development and Legal Process Overview. Children ages 5 through 12 years. Please note, sign your child up for this activity only if you will be attending NOPBC workshops that evening. 7 to 10 p.m., Crafts and Games. Please mark how many will attend. Name, age. Wednesday, July 4, children, preschool through 12 years. Please mark how many will attend session. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., Crafty Cal and Word Games. Name, age. Checkbox, I give my permission for my children to be photographed in this session. NOPBC 2012 Conference Overview, Teen Room and Tween Rooms Schedules to Come. Saturday, June 30, 9 to 11 a.m., Life in the Mainstream, Adults, Children, Youth. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., Children's Activities and Childcare, Preschool through 12. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., Youth Track, Ages 11 through 18. 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Workshop Sessions. 1:30 to 5 p.m., Youth Track, ages 11 through 18. 2 to 5 p.m., Children's Activity and Childcare, preschool through 12. 2 to 3:15 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Workshop Sessions. 3:30 to 4:45 p.m., NOPBC Concurrent Workshop Sessions. 5 to 7 p.m., Reception. 7 to 9 p.m., Family Hospitality. Sunday, July 1, 8:45 to 10:30 a.m., Cane Walk Session 1, Adults, Children, Youth. 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., Cane Walk Session 2, Adults, Children, Youth. Time to be announced, Youth Fashion Show. 4 to 5 p.m., Youth Track, ages 11 through 18. Monday, July 2, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., Children's Activity in Childcare, Preschool through 12. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Youth Track, ages 11 through 18. 1 to 4 p.m., NOPBC Annual Meeting. Drop your children in childcare early this afternoon. 5 to 7 p.m., Braille Book Fair. 7 to 9 p.m., Youth Track, ages 11 through 18. 7:30 to 9 p.m., Dad's Night Out. Tuesday, July 3, 7 to 9 a.m., NOPBC Board Meeting. 8:30 a.m., Convention 101 Meets, ages 11 through 15. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Children's Activity and Childcare, Preschool through 12. 1:30 p.m., Convention 101 meets, ages 11 through 15. 7 to 9:45 p.m., NOPBC concurrent workshops. 7 to 10 p.m., children's activity, ages 5 through 12, for children whose parents are in the NOPBC workshops. Time to be announced, youth track, ages 11 through 18. Wednesday, July 4, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., children's activity and childcare, preschool through 12. 8:30 a.m., Convention 101 meets, ages 11 through 15. 1:30 p.m., Convention 101 meets, ages 11 through 15. Thursday, July 5, 8:30 a.m., Convention 101 meets, ages 11 through 15. 1:30 p.m., Convention 101 meets, ages 11 through 15.